2. The Gentle Days. It'd been 3 days since the end of that special test on the island. No other exciting events had occurred aboard the luxurious cruise ship that the Advanced Nurturing High School had provided for us, and we were enjoying the respite. It went without saying that time spent on a deserted island had caused a bunch of young, rambunctious students like us to lose our minds. We, the guys, were basically beasts, sex-starved carnivores. While we watched the girls chattering and dilly-dallying like herbivores, the boys waited for an opening like the predators that we are. This luxurious cruise ship, equipped with everything, felt like a dream come true. This trip let us forget everything unpleasant. It wouldn't have been strange to fall in love here. Rumor had it that many couples had come together on this trip. Unfortunately, that wouldn't happen to me. I lived a mostly solitary life. The test hadn't changed my situation. No, that wasn't quite true. My environment had begun to change. Against my will, I'd been tasked with a major course correction. I'd originally come to this school for a certain reason. Contact with anyone outside is forbidden until graduation. That rule was the reason I entered. However, a certain man had been forcibly trying to establish contact with me. Chabashira-sensei, my homeroom teacher, told me that. Then Chabashira-sensei threatened to expel me from this paradise should I refuse to work toward Class A. Although I'd done nothing scandalous, a powerless creature like me had no choice but to accept. I didn't know whether she was lying or not. Therefore, I had to assume it was the truth. However, I didn't intend to dance to my homeroom teacher's tune forever. While I collected the necessary information, I considered that I might need to take action. A little devil perched on my shoulder whispered softly in my ear, "It's better to get them before they get you." I wondered about the many ways I could force her to resign. That troubling thought lasted only a second, though. My mind returned to its normal blank way of thinking. Sigh. If only I had the power to rotate the earth on its axis myself. If I could do that, I'd be able to live freely, without having to worry about the small things. I looked out the window and daydreamed about Dragon Ball. 3 days had passed since the end of the test. Immediately after our survival test's conclusion, most of the students had been waiting for the other shoe to drop. They'd treaded lightly in case the school was up to something. But there were no signs of anything malicious. All was gentle and peaceful, as if summer vacation had truly started, and this was now an actual fun, pleasant trip. The students began to relax, and behaved as if the test really were over. They thought this second week was purely a vacation. Everyone became increasingly lax. Despite our outward calm, we maintained a sense of readiness. People who know how to relax can be effective. You haven't been in the room all this time, have you? Hirata Yosuke, one of my cabin roommates, shook me from my reverie while I gazed at the sea. I don't really have any reason to go out. I don't have anyone to hang out with either. That's not true, though. I mean, you have Sudo-kun and the guys, and Horikita-san. It was certainly true that such people had categorized me as a friend, and I reciprocated. But those at the bottom strata of the friends category are treated differently from other, higher-ranked friends. When someone wants to hang out, low-level friends are only invited 10% of the time. Naturally, I was that lowly friend. You might make more friends if you were a little more proactive, Ayanokoji-kun. Though I suppose it's none of my business. Hirata was very popular and admired by many students. All the girls adored him, and he had a girlfriend named Karuizawa. A man with so much happiness probably couldn't understand the pangs of loneliness. You're a solid guy, Ayanokoji-kun. I think you might just need the right opportunity.